The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Ever-loving God, your Son gives himself as living bread for the life of the world. Fill us with such a knowledge of his presence that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life to serve you continually through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
A reading from Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town. You that are simple, turn in here. To those without sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
So, let us pray Psalm 34 responsibly. O fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. A reading from Ephesians. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this is the fourth week that we have been hearing this sixth chapter of John's Gospel. We've heard a lot about bread and about how the bread of life is connected to our faith, and in particular to baptism and Holy Communion, and how these sacraments nourish and create our faith. And now, after 4 weeks, we finally get to the heart and core of it. In these verses that we hear today, we start to realize just what is at stake for Jesus and how very much we are worth to him. In these verses, Jesus offers his very own flesh and blood, the flesh that will be stretched out on the cross for our sake, and the blood that flows from his hands and feet for us, for our sake. In these weeks, and one more next week, we've been hearing this sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, and we've struggled to understand what Jesus means when he's speaking about the bread of life and this food from heaven. And now, in these verses, he makes himself even too clear. Jesus gets too earthy, and as one child in the congregation a number of years ago, not here, I was reading this, and this child must have listened for the first time and said, "Ugh, ick." We all kind of feel that when you really put these words. We pay attention, though. Jesus wants us to pay attention, to claim that promise that is the incarnate God, the God who takes on flesh, who becomes just like we are, so that one day we may become just like he is. Jesus, the Word made flesh, and in the sacraments, the Word in physical, visible form, we meet this God who will be satisfied with nothing less than our whole selves. This is why Jesus talks about giving us his flesh and blood. Today, when we say flesh and blood, we mean our parents and our siblings and our children, those kinds of relationships that just can't be undone. Even if we don't want to claim that crazy brother or that wild child, our flesh and blood will always be our flesh and blood. In Jesus' day, that phrase meant even more than our connotation of blood relative. The Hebrew idiom refers to the whole person. Heart, mind, spirit, feelings, hopes and dreams, fears and concerns, everything that makes up a person, that's flesh and blood. In Jesus, the whole of God meets us to redeem and love and sustain the whole of who we are, the good and the bad, the saint and the sinner that we are. Our God is the one who comes for our whole selves. In the gospel, we read of, in John, we read of very familiar images that Jesus uses to talk about his relationship with his followers, with his believers. Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep. He is the vine, and we are the branches. He abides in God, and we abide in him. And now John gives us this image of flesh and blood, and it really stretches us. And the Jews of Jesus' day were thoroughly disgusted with this image. They didn't want to hear any further explanation when Jesus spoke of flesh and blood. They didn't want any to know any more about it. But we do. We need more explanation. What is Jesus really saying to us? Eat my flesh, drink my blood. If we look at that flesh and blood image, Jesus is talking to us about the matter of our relationship. He's using language that so thoroughly and completely expresses this relationship of flesh and blood. One commentator wrote this: "This language is pressed to the limits to express the indissoluble union and inextricable participation of one life in another. For those who receive Jesus, the whole Jesus, his life clings to their bones and courses through their veins. He can no more be taken from the believer's life than last Tuesday's breakfast can be plucked from one's body." So completely one. This is the promise that God makes to us in the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. God promises to be one with us and one for us forever, to stick with us no matter what, to stick in us no matter what. Every time we celebrate Holy Communion, God comes to us once again to offer us this promise that is so physical and visible that we can touch it and feel it, taste it, and eat it. Here, in these common elements of bread and wine, we have God's promise that God cares. God cares about our births and our deaths, our relationships, our work, our successes, our failures, our sickness, our health. God cares. And more than that, God has joined God's very self to us through Christ, the Word made flesh and given to us. In our prayer at the altar, our prayer of thanksgiving, we say, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. When we say Christ has died, we believe that Christ is with us as the Christ of memory. In this meal, Christ's death is proclaimed. We remember that it was by that broken body and the poured out blood of Jesus Christ that God chose to save the world. And by our eating and drinking in this meal, we participate in that saving death. And we say Christ is risen. We believe that Christ is with us as the Christ of the present. In this meal, Christ is present. He is God with us, Emmanuel, forgiving our sin, calling us to give up our ties to those things that would hold us back from his love, and nourishing us for our daily service, our daily following. Jesus is the host of this meal, and he feeds us with his own body so that we can be his body in the world, the bread of life for the life of the world, the body of Christ for us, so that we can be the body of Christ in the world. And then we say Christ will come again. We believe that Christ is with us as the Christ of the future. And in this meal, we have a foretaste of that feast to come, the great banquet in the coming kingdom of God. That future breaks into our present, and we get a glimpse of that coming day when all creation will be united under the reign of Christ our King. So what does it mean that we are invited to this meal? We have not earned an invitation. Even though we are the precious children of God, we have not earned an invitation to this meal. Our extravagant host has offered this ultimate gift, his flesh and blood, his very self. Every human has a God-shaped hole in the heart, a longing, a need, a yearning for a relationship with God, and only God can feed that deepest hunger, can quench our deepest thirst, can nourish and satisfy our deepest desires. Sometimes we settle for foolishness, but it does not satisfy in the long run when we are left yearning and seeking and wanting. In the book of Proverbs that Bob read this morning, we hear this invitation from Lady Wisdom. Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight. Lady Wisdom urges us to stop thinking that life is going to make sense if we just fill it up with more stuff and forget about that deepest need of our heart. The closeness to God, and through God, closeness to others who are the body of Christ, that is our need. And that is what is fulfilled in this meal. Jesus gives us the ultimate food and drink, the most simple gift of all. Bread that is his body, wine that is his blood, broken and poured out for us. We eat this bread, which Jesus calls true food,
And we drink this wine that Jesus calls true drink. And this is what is true. Only this can satisfy our desires. Only this has the promise of eternal life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, Jesus says. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. So come. Come to this table. Come and eat and drink this promise. Come meet the God who meets us exactly where we are. Come and receive this real food that is Christ's own body and real drink that is Christ's own blood, so that we might be supported in living our everyday life. Come, meet the God who offers us life itself, who offers us to be his flesh and blood. We are invited in this meal to become Jesus' flesh and blood as we share his flesh and blood. Amen.